I want to ask you about yesterday specifically. We'll get into the season overall in a moment. But for you yesterday, you know, the TV shots of seeing your mom and dad sitting right there, and I'm sure other friends and family in action as well, the reaction on your mom's face and kind of punching your dad in the shoulder when Longoria hit the solo shot as well, those have got to be the cool times where even as a pro ball player, to still know that you got mom and dad in the stands and you're pitching on home soil from St. Petersburg, that had to be big yesterday.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, I couldn't ask for anything more. To get a start, especially, I mean, it ended up panning out. I got the last game there before the day off, so I got to spend a little more time at home before I head up to New York today. But besides that, I mean, pitching in front of all my friends and family, my phone has been nonstop the last couple of days. Just congratulations, you know, and good lucks and all that type of stuff. So it's been a lot of fun.
Hey, Todd, I know you probably know that this is part of the business and it goes with it when you're coming up from the minors and then being sent back down and then recalled again. But how taxing can that be physically, mentally, just, you know, feeling like I've got a part in this and then you get sent back down. But then another injury happens or for whatever reason you're called back up. And to just kind of have to play that role of wearing two hats, literally and figuratively, until you finally find that true home and establish yourself fully in the rotation and hopefully, you know, next season or seasons to come.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been a long road. Last couple of years, I've been that guy to go up and down a bunch and here and there. But it is taxing, but you just got to stay focused and be able to go out there and pitch your game whenever you can.
Now, I'm certainly not trying to get you to call out any teammates here by any means, but it's got to be tough. Seeing the lack of run support that's been out there. And again, I'm not trying to blame your teammates or put you in a bad spot here, but when you're going out there pitching your butt off and you just can't seem to get that run production, it seems like that's kind of been the Achilles heel for the Jays this year. If it's not the hitting, it's the pitching. If it's the pitching, it's the hitting. It's just kind of like nothing's really kind of, for an extended period outside of that win streak, nothing's really been there consistently for the Jays this year.
You know what? We have a great team.
We're going to see if we can try and hook up with Todd Redmond again or something. Transformers took over his phone or something there. I feel like I'm watching the Transformers with my kid or something this morning on the TV, or maybe he's got somebody in the room trying to listen to him on the radio. Hey, first-time caller, please keep your radio turned down. We'll see if we can talk to Todd Redmond again in a second here. But I was asking about that sort of inconsistency or the issues that they've maybe had over the course of this season where, really, again, outside of that win streak, it was either the pitching's going well or the bullpen's carrying the load, but the hitting's not there. Or the hitting is there, but they can't establish the pitching on a regular basis. And that's just kind of been the theme, I guess, of the season overall, where as much as it's cliche, I think it's legit where the biggest consistent part of the team has maybe been the inconsistency. So we'll talk to Todd Redmond again in a couple of moments here and get his take on all of that, how tough it's been to go out there. Because I know R.A. Dickey is a guy that could probably talk to that as well, where Dickey has had a lot of fine performances this year, especially in the last month or so, where he's gone out there and thrown well, but unfortunately the offense hasn't been able to produce. And we've got Todd Redmond back. So, Todd, if you can just kind of pick up where I left off there about sort of the lack of run support overall of late.
I mean, we have a great team with great hitters. I mean, it's basically that sums up our season. One's better than the other at every other day. It started out where, you know, pitching was struggling and hitters were great. And then hitters and pitchers, I mean, but that's baseball. It's hot and cold at certain points, and hopefully everybody can get on the same page at the same time, and that's what causes the win streaks and the good games.
Speaking with Todd Redmond from the Toronto Blue Jays, Todd, how do you approach it's even hard to ask because I know the answer to the question is clearly you want to be at the major league level consistently for the rest of your career, period. So, I mean, that's the most obvious answer. But how do you approach this personally, trying to look at the rotation as far as the rest of this season and then going into next year and trying to establish yourself? Because within the team game is also the individual game, especially for a guy like you, of trying to earn that spot and earn that regular spot in a rotation going forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I have to look at it where it's look at my next start every fifth day, and stay focused on that and not so much next year. If I can control it, I wish I could, but it's baseball and people should know baseball by now. It's a game and it's not always up to you to where you're at. But I hope I'm, you know, impressing some people and, make it a thing for next year and, But right now I'm focused on my start for Houston.
For you personally as well, and I know you're not new to this, but the fact that you're still having this success 10 games in, 7 starts in, it's not like this is the rookie that comes up, catches a team by surprise because they don't have a scouting report on the guy. People know about you. People know what you pitch. They know your tendencies and that you're still having that success. Is that a huge shot of confidence, personally speaking, that you're here now going through a second, third, fourth time overall, teams are seeing you, they've got those scouting reports, and yet you're still throwing the ball well and at the level that you're at right now here late in the season?
Yeah, it's makes me happy to feel like my stuff definitely is able to pitch up at the major league level. And when I get to the second time through seeing teams and everything else, it's a positive note, and you just got to go out there and pitch my game every time I go out. And, you know, I haven't changed anything from coming from the minor leagues to the big leagues. So, I mean, you got to stay within myself and go back out there and do what I can to help the team win.
If you can share any of it, what has John Gibbons said to you as far as what he needs to see from you in the couple of times that you've been here, gone back down, come back? What does he keep saying to you about your performance and about your stuff?
No, he says it's great. I mean, every time I've talked to him, every time the send down, or it's been a great send down. It was a great send out the first time, and it was, you know, we'll see you again. I mean, he goes, you can pitch here, and you know, we love you, and we want you to be here, but, you know, that's how the cards play, and that's baseball. And every time out, he's always shake my hand and said, great job, and, you know, that's all I can say, because, I mean, great manager, and if I can keep pitching and helping the team win or keep close games for a chance to win, That's what I'm up here trying to do.
How tight is the pitching staff overall? Forget about the rest of the team for a second and the clubhouse overall, but that sort of fraternity within the clubhouse of the pitchers and of the bullpen. And I would assume from an outsider looking in, led by a guy like R.A. Dickey and sort of his philosophical approach, how tight is the pitching staff and how much have you had a chance to maybe lean on guys like Dickey and Burley and some of the vets on this club?
Oh, I mean, everybody gets along. Everybody go out to dinner or do anything like that. I mean, everybody gets along and everybody hangs out, talks at the clubhouse. And me and Burley kind of hit it off just because we both like hunting. And I got to talk to him and, you know, we sit there and talk about hitters sometimes and what his approach is for the next outing. Or how he would pitch a guy. So it's definitely, to pick guys' brains like that, it's always a great thing.
He's the one guy that you've maybe gravitated to, as you just said. How much of a transition for you was that as well, to have that guy to lean on, to have somebody to pick the brain of? I mean, you talk to guys all the time about their initial couple of years in the majors at any sport, and they always say there's that one veteran that was sort of the mentor in a sense. Is that the type of relationship you've established with him as well?
I mean, he's a great pitcher. Has had a great career up to this point, and for the next couple of years, I hope he still continues that. And it's nice having a veteran, you know, presence and a guy that you get along with and you can talk to. Some guys can't talk to me. Some guys are scared to talk to some of the guys out there. Sorry for the motorcycle in the background.
That's all right. I thought you were getting ready to go hunting or something. No worries. No worries.
I just came back from it this morning.
Was it at least a successful hunt then?
I shot at a pig this morning, and that was about it. I don't know if I hit it. I don't think I did. I didn't find it.
Well, if you didn't find it, I'm going to guess you did. Or he's lying. I guess he's literally lying like a stuck pig somewhere then if you did and you couldn't find him. What are you generally hunting down in the St. Petersburg area?
I'm a head guy. I'm a piece of property. We're a head guy on a lease, and deer season opened actually August 3rd for bows. So I was down bow hunting this morning since I got the extra day off. Got to stay in Florida for the day and got to go see the property for the first time in a while.
All right, so you're not one of these crocodile hunters. You're not hunting down gators in the swamplands or anything like that.
No, I saw one this morning. but I didn't get it. I didn't shoot him.
Listen, I do have to ask you before we go here, and I know we're a little bit late on time, but I got to ask you. Last night, after the game, I'm sure you go home and I, you know, you're with friends and family. Maybe you didn't see the game live. Maybe you just saw the highlights. But, you know, the A-Rod Ryan Dempster showdown last night is like, the you know, making all the headlines today in baseball. Do you have any thoughts on?
I just saw it when I got home today.
What'd you think of what Dempster did?
You know what? It's playing the game, I guess.
Yeah.
So I guess all you can say. I mean, throwing inside on a guy. I mean, you know what he's going through, but you know it's never right to go after a guy on purpose if he did it on purpose or if he didn't do it on purpose. I mean, he's the only guy that knows, and so he's got to deal with it.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of people here in Toronto, like Jays fans, that are wondering if any of that spills over into you know, two games against the Yankees that start things off for you guys tomorrow.
I will see. I have no idea. But I don't think so. There's no nobody's said anything on the air or anything like that. So I don't think anybody's planning on doing anything drastic because, you know, it's baseball. You go out there and win, and if you hit a guy, it actually just puts a guy on base.